בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום שלישי בשבת קודש, כ"ה במרחשוון לסדר תולדות. So on page Kuf Zayin of the Or LeZion, בימים, he was speaking about yesterday, the importance of tapping into the, you know, to the Ahavat HaTorah, and by doing so a person will be able to learn effortlessly and for many hours on end when he finally is zoche to that metikut. בימים שקודם חג השבועות מן הראוי ללמוד הרבה תורה. בחמימות ובעירנות. Interesting, the days prior to Matan Torah, obviously it's apropos then, to learn more and with more התלהבות. המפרשים אומרים שכפי שמה שאדם לומד בשלושת ימי הגבלה, כמו כן ילמד כל השנה. The quality and quantity that a person learns Torah in the 3 days prior to חג השבועות, that will define a person's השגות בלימוד התורה for the rest of the year. The Kaf Chaim actually says in Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet that about Shavuot itself. However, a person learns on Shavuot, because Chag HaShavuot is like Rosh Hashanah for Talmud Torah. That's the kochot that you're going to have. כמו כן, ילמד כל השנה, כי לימים אלו יש השפעה גדולה לכל השנה. מור חמי אגן ביוסף חיים שרבני, בימים אלו היה נוהג ללמוד את כל מסכת ביצה. רק בערב שבועות קרוב ללילה, היה מגיע הביתה. Yeah, he would, I guess, pound מסכת ביצה the days before... before Shavuot, and he only used to get home mamash a few minutes before the night, a few minutes before Shkia. Shtei lelot leyashen, lo azav talimud, be'aynai ra'iti talimud shelo, be'ezeh shkida nifla'a lamad. Betkufa mesuyemet, says Chacham Tzion, lamadti b'chavruta medayan gaon Rabbi Yeshua Hatiyah, okay? Haya shakdan atzum, ve'lamadnu yachad kama masachtot, ve'derech limudo, he gives you like tidbits of Chachmei Porat Yosef along the way. So he says, we used to learn a few masachtot together. ודרך לימודו שהיה לומד כל ימי השבוע כמה דפים, ובליל שישי ושבת חוזר עליהם. He would learn a few דפים throughout the week, and on Shabbat, he would review everything. בסוף כל חודש היה חוזר שוב על הכל. לעת זקנותו עסק בתורה בהצנה בבית הכנסיות, למד תש"ס עשרות פעמים. Towards the end of his life, I guess, you know, he used to hide out in a few different shuls in Yerushalayim, and he used to chazer shas tens of times. Okay. זקנים ונערים, כשהיינו צעירים ולמדנו בישיבת פורת יוסף, הלימוד בישיבה היה בשמחה מיוחדת. They used to learn with tremendous שמחה. בחורים היה קשה להם להיפרד מהגמרא. בסוף היום הרגשנו כמו דגים שיוצאים מן הים. At the end of the day, they felt like, you know, fish out of water, and they're like, ugh, you know, wow. ודבר זה הוא כלל גדול. בחור שלומד בשמחה ולא ברפיון כאדם חולה, yeah, sometimes people learn like they're sick, like, whatever. If you're sick, you're sick. But if you're not, then, you know, learn with a gishmak. ומשתדל להיות פנוי כולו ללימוד, לימודו יתקיים בידו גם כשיהיה זקן. Yeah, when a person learns like that when he's young, even when he gets older, his limud will be mitkayem, and he'll find solace in that, like the Mishnah says at the end of Masechet Avot, ונותנת לו אחרית ותקווה. You know, when a person's old and not functioning so well anymore, the only thing that a person can find comfort in is the Torah Kedosha. That's it. So if you want it there when you get old, you have to really appreciate it and delve in it when you're young. Well, again, it starts off bitzar. Yeah, the pasuk says vaya in the navi. Vaya nishitcha mitzar v'acharitcha yizgeh me'od. Anything that starts off bitzar eventually, you know, becomes happier. הזורעים בדמעה ברינה יקצורו. לימוד יחד עם צעירים הוא דבר טוב. הבחורים לומדים בחמימות וחשק. כך טבעם. Learning together with young people keeps you young. In general, younger people have a certain excitement to them. התסיסה מתאמת לבחור. You know what תסיסה is? Fermentation. You ever see wine when it ferments? Like bubbles, it's like dancing. He says, young people ferment as well. שלכן לומד במרץ עם כל כוחות הנפש, ואחר כך, כיוון שנעשה אברך כולל, הדם נרגע לאט לאט, וכבר נהיה זקן. Slowly, you know, you go through life, you become an אברך, and then middle-aged, and then senior citizen. And then, you know, you chill out a little bit. ובכל אופן יש לאברכים מעלה שאינה אצל הבחורים, שאברכים דעתם מיושבת עליהם. You know, in every stage of life, you have to find the מעלה in that stage. בחורים have more energy. אברכים are a little bit more מיושב. ולכן מן הראוי שיתחברו בחורים ואברכים ללמוד במקום אחד. Always a good idea for Jungleit and Bachrim to learn in the same base matters. Because they kind of feed off of each other. שאברכים ישפיעו לטובה על הבחורים ויכניסו בהם שאיפות ורצינות. אברכים are supposed to, you know, sometimes you see יוצאים מן הכלל, but in general, an אברך represents a person who's committed, responsible, mature. So he gives off that aura to the בחורים and they kind of absorb that. ואברכים יושפעו לטובה מהבחורים ללמוד במרץ ובחיות. You know, sometimes an אברך walks in the morning after sleepless nights with babies and whatever, and he's tired. But then he walks into the base matters with a buzz, וזה, and gives him כוח. So everybody's being משפיע לטובה on everybody else. כשהייתי נכנס בערב לישיבת חברון, בשבילי היה זה כמו אוויר לנשימה. Yeah, חמן ציון used to walk into ישיבת חברון in Geula. There's two חברונס. There's one in Givat Mordechai and one in Geula. So he used to go there, I guess, for night seder. He used to go there. And Chevron is, you know, in general, what makes night seder, who makes night seder geshmak? Bachrim. Right? So he used to walk in there. Ah, shtabach shemo. It's like oxygen. Hayiti mechapes et ra'ash. Chamin Tzion says, I used to look for that called Torah. V'ani choshev shemukhrach liot kach. Ki belimud bechabura, kol echad makshe al hasheni, וכך נעשה לימוד חי ותוסס. When you learn together with other people, gets lively. Otherwise, if you're learning just by yourself, there's a time and place for everything. There's a time to learn by yourself also. But in general, learn בחיות with other people, it's called דיבוק חברים, פלפול, yeah, to do it together. למעט מקרים בודדים. למשל, בישיבת מיר, חמן ציון made his rounds, very interesting. פרט יוסף, חברן, מיר, anyway. ירושלים was not such a big place back then, you know that. It was more intimate. בישיבת מיר היה תלמיד חכם אחד שלא יכל ללמוד בישיבה. והלך לבית המדרש שושנים לדוד. Right up the block from the Mir, on the corner of Zonnenfeld, and I forgot what that street is, where Shalmi is. Shalmi Simcha, anyway, forgot that street. Anyway, right on the corner of Zonnenfeld, right up the block from the Mir, there's a bit midrash shanim ledavid, which was established by the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai got funding to found that Bet HaMidrash, and famously, the Kaf HaChaim sat in that Bet HaMidrash, in the Ezrat Nashim, and wrote the entire Kaf HaChaim. That chair and desk is still in Ezrat Nashim. You can still visit and sit on that chair. If you go to the Aron Kodesh, if they let you, the Kaf HaChaim Sefer Torah that he wrote, Bichtav Yado, is still in that Beis Medrash. Anyway, so, yeah, I don't know what rock you guys are living under, but anyway, mikol makom, right up the block from the Mir. You know Mir, big yeshiva, Yerushalayim, anyway, the kids are so, yeah. They don't have a college though. Anyway, so mikol makom, so this Tamit Chacham from the Mir, he for some reason he couldn't learn in the yeshiva, he used to go to Bet HaMidrash Shanim L'David. It was quieter. So he went there, ולמד שם על דעת שלא יתנו לו מסכורת. He said, he sat there, he says, you don't have to pay me, I just want to sit here and learn. ראש הישיבה שמע על כך, ושולח לו מסכורת קבועה. הוא הכירו כאברך שלומד טוב, ורק מצד רגישות מזגו, אינו יכול ללמוד בבית המדרש הגדול, שלא מסוגל ללמוד אמירה של בחורים. The Rishiv of the Mir, at the time, Reb Lezer Yudel, he sent, he knew this avrech, he was a good avrech, just whatever, he wasn't able to sit in the Beis Medrash with noise and whatever. Now there's, the Mir has a lot of options, and I'm saying you can, you don't have to hide out in random, you can go anywhere over there, there's a million different places where you can sit and learn. Anyway, so he paid him. שמעתי צעירים שמבקשים רשות לעבור מישיבה לישיבה, בטענה שרוצים לימוד במקום יותר חם. Sometimes בחורים want to go from one yeshiva to another, right, because they need the warmth. I hear this is the warm generation, right? Just make sure you don't hatch. And he says, "Aval yesh livchon et ata im ata'am ze emet o shu rak tirutz la'tzdik et atzmo. Lama eino lomed tov?" He may be right, but you sometimes have to look into it, just looking for excuses why he's not learning well. I need more warmth, I need better food, I need better accommodation. You know, it's always there's always going to be something. Velachen mevakesh hachamimush tavo elav me'acherim. Instead of warming himself up from the inside through the limud, he wants other people to envelop him when the, you know what I'm saying? Some people need it. Most people don't. You know, kind of. Tia giver. Yeah. In Hebrew, there's two words that are very similar to one another. There's giver, which means a man. And there's giriv. You know what that is? A sock. Very, you know, just. What's pshat? Because if you're not a man, you're a sock. Now, he says, the Gemara says, Mefurash, the Gemara says, Ashrei mi shebanav zecharim, oy lo lemi shebanav nekevot. The Gemara doesn't say, oy lo lemi shemolid nekevot. The Gemara says, the world needs a kevot. It says, oy lo lemi shebanav nekevot. Use your imagination. Now he says, whatever you want it to mean, whatever you can think in your mind, what it means to be a ben nekeva, the Gemara says, oilo, tolid banim. The Gemara says, ki tolid banim uvne banim, venoshantem ba'aretz. My ochel achshav. Why ochel? Huh? Oh, that was my vart. Yeah. Women. Yeah, the Gemara says. Mi shemet veniach banim uvanot. Bizman shenechasim merubim. Habanim yirshu vabanot yizonu. First Mishnah in Baba Tera, ninth Perek. Women eat, men learn. What that's okay. Now he says. You want to learn, you really got to buckle up and do it yourself. Teach me, feed me, you know, somebody's going to come and do it. No one's going to do it for you. There are people there to help you, to guide you, whatever, but nobody's going to, no, you have to teach me. No, do it yourself, like everything else. No, I'm drowning. No, you're not. You're drowning yourself. And he says, "Ki mi she'eno lomed b'chamimut, kach gam yilmad b'makom she'yesh ra'ash. V'lachin b'makom lalechet l'makom she'yesh sham limud cham, yesh liknot limud cham b'vet ha'midrash she'nimtza bo." Instead of looking, sometimes instead of going to yeshiva, it's very warm, and which is great. But, you know, if that's not possible, make it warm where you are. Warm it up. You know, get into it. Make a matzav. You ever heard that? Don't wait for a matzav. Make a matzav. Don't wait for everybody to do it for you. Be a giver. Al tihye giriv. Yom tov.